Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. It's Wednesday, July 1st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is excited to announce their new Caring Community Program, a volunteer-led community check-in service to ensure participating residents are contacted daily. This is a free service available to all Hardy County senior and or adult residents. Hardy residents who are wanting to participate in this service are required to call or text the Caring Community line every morning during their assigned call time to complete their daily safety check-in requirement. If a participant does not call by 9 a.m., a volunteer for the service will call the emergency contacts listed on the resident's application. If contact is still not made with the resident, a Hardy County Sheriff's Office deputy will be dispatched to their residence to check on their well-being. The reason for this service is to ensure our residents are safe. Volunteers do not make physical contact with participating residents. They are responsible for making contact by phone only. Residents wishing to participate in this service or family members wanting to sign up a resident can request an application from the Sheriff's Office or download one from www.hardyso.com under the Services tab. Once the application is completed, call 863-773-0304, extension 223, for further instructions. That's 773-0304, extension 223. Your local events on July 23rd, 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m., Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a Lunch and Learn. This is a special celebration of our Leadership Hardy graduates. Seats are extremely limited. You can sign up at hardycc.com. It's located at the Train Depot, 135 East Main Street. For more information, contact Jessica at 863-773-6967. On August 22nd, the 2020 Hardy vs. Fort Meade Scramble for Commerce Alumni Chamber Showdown 4-person Scramble Golf Tournament, try saying that 3 times, will be at the River Greens Golf Course. Shotgun start is 8 a.m. Visit hardycc.com for more information and the registration form. Your jobs in Hardy County updated daily. The U.S. Department of Agriculture in Avon Park is looking for a plant health safeguarding specialist. You must be a U.S. citizen, have an account for direct deposit, a valid state driver's license, and a degree in biological sciences, agriculture, natural resource management, chemistry, or a related discipline. Tractor Supply Company is looking for a business development and delivery specialist. Previous outside sales and light truck experience preferred. Experience with hand truck, dolly, pallet jack, and forklift preferred. You must be 21 years of age or older, have at least 3 years of driving experience, and meet MVR check requirements. A high school diploma or GED is required, and any further education and experience will be considered. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. Don't forget to send your events to hardymidday@gmail.com, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y. Please remember to attach any brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll help us in creating a nice presentation for it on the air. Coming up next, a look at your sports news plus business and the weather. Hardy Midday will return after this brief message.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wauchula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wauchula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday. Now it's time for your weather and forecast report. This weather last updated 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Partly cloudy outside, temperature 88 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 62. The heat index 96. Wind southwest at 8.1 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter read 30 inches of mercury. Your forecast for Hardy County, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms early this afternoon, isolated showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms early in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the late morning and afternoon, hot with highs in the mid-90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. That was your Wauchula weather and forecast report. Now let's go on to our sports news.
With SRH Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Baseball's minor leagues canceled their seasons Tuesday because of the coronavirus pandemic. Randy Lewandowski is president of the Indianapolis Indians.
It's disappointing. It's sad. I think we all had an inkling it was going to come. We'd get a glimmer of hope to think that we might be able to play the season. We were prepared and thought we could pull off a two-month, 60-game season. But when you find out Major League Baseball is not going to provide the players and there's lots of logistics and reasons why.
The head of the minor leagues governing body said more than half of the 160 teams were in danger of failing without government assistance or private equity injections. The Oakland A's are selling cardboard cutouts with fans' photos that they will put in the seats of the Coliseum this season. The team also plans to mix in images of former players and celebrities alongside the fan cutouts. The cardboard cutouts for A's games range in price from $49 to $129. Proceeds from the sales go to charity. This is Esser in Sports. As NHL teams get set to restart the coronavirus-delayed season, Toronto Maple Leafs captain John Tavares points out that all teams have a unique opportunity.
Usually get close to the playoffs or the postseason. Traditionally, there's always, you know, nicks and bruises and things guys are dealing with. And I think not just us, but around the league, obviously every team is going to be pretty much at full strength. That'll definitely be a really good strength for us to have everyone healthy and kind of ready to go and have that depth.
The NHL season is set to resume on July 30th with the qualifying rounds of the playoffs. Members of the Carolina Hurricanes have returned to their home ice at PNC Arena as the team began voluntary training sessions amid the second phase of the NHL's return plan. Captain Jordan Staal said the players went through safety protocols that included wearing a mask and getting a temperature check when arriving at the arena. The team had announced last week that roughly 16 players were expected to participate and divided into two groups. With Esrin Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And now for the business and stock market report.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm George Bonzani. The U.S. Senate, by unanimous consent, has extended the Payroll Protection Program application deadline until August 8th. About $130 billion remains of the $660 billion originally approved for the subsidy program, which provides direct money to small businesses harmed by the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. home prices rose in April for the eighth straight month. The benchmark 20-city home price index climbed 4% in April, up from 3.9% in March. U.S. consumer confidence rose in June. The Conference Board reports that its index is 98.1. Wall Street capped its best quarter since 1998 with more gains. The S&P up 47 above 3,100. The Dow rose 217 to 25,812. And the NASDAQ climbed 185 to 10,059. With SRN Business, I'm George Bonzani.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: if you let your head get too big, it'll break your neck. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.